This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Francisco Lana. Israel's main union on Sunday ordered a nationwide general strike after soldiers recovered the bodies of six hostages from the Gaza Strip, where the military's battling Palestinian militants. The head of the powerful trade union ordered a complete strike for Monday in support of the hostages. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for 3 consecutive days, and if needed, we will add a day.
The World Health Organization's representative for Gaza and the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn. The campaign began on Sunday and will move to other areas in coming days. This is VOA News. Russian missile strikes injured dozens in Kharkiv, Ukraine on Sunday. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
The local government says several Russian missiles hit Kharkiv, injuring at least 40 people, including 5 children. The news follows a busy weekend of cross-border attacks in which Russia says it intercepted and destroyed 158 drones launched from Ukraine. But some of the drone attacks appear to have caused damage, with Russian officials saying falling debris caused a fire at an oil refinery near Moscow. Damage was reported at a power station serving as one of the largest energy producers in central Russia. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Projections showed the Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, was on track on Sunday to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
That hands the AfD unprecedented power, even if other parties are sure to exclude it from office. The party was set to win 33.2% of the vote in the state of Thuringia, according to projections from broadcaster ZDF, which could potentially allow the AfD to block decisions requiring a two-thirds majority, such as the appointment of judges. The AfD, known for their anti-immigration stances, may have drawn momentum in the final week of the election from a deadly knife attack at a festival. It was allegedly carried out by an illegally resident Syrian national that authorities had failed to deport.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He will clock 32,814 kilometers by air during Monday through September 13th, visiting Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. That far surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. That's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of a lung to a respiratory infection as a young man. The ruling Botswana Democratic Party on Sunday launched its manifesto in the Southern African nation, which goes to the polls in a general election later this year. Widely expected to be in October, voters will cast ballots for president and local authorities in the polls, in which the current 63-year-old president, Mokgweetsi Masisi, can stand for another term. The presidential contest will see Masisi face off against an opposition coalition. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.